I'm John Bodie, president of the Corn Refiners Association.
John Bodie has been on the job 9 months now, so he's relatively new to the position, but he's well into the fray because there is some litigation going on with the sugar industry. Tell me about that.
That's right, Tom. It's really sad. We've got what I call ag-on-ag violence, where we've got two parts of American agriculture fighting with each other in some pretty ugly ways, and it's sad because it's bad for all of agriculture. The litigation is because in 2003, the sugar industry decided to attack high fructose corn syrup and try to take some market share. Well, competition's fine, but they did that by hyping studies that they knew were totally flawed, and they paid a fake consumer group over $500,000 to attack high fructose corn syrup. So the corn industry started to defend itself to try to shut down that defense. The sugar industry sued. We countersued them, and that's where the litigation is. And so I wish that we could work this out today and stop fighting, because ag on ag violence is just bad for all of agriculture.
What is your objective for the countersuit?
Our objective in the countersuit is to identify the inappropriate tactics that were employed to hype scientific studies that were all wrong or totally flawed, and to use third parties to do so, not only to scare consumers about high fructose corn syrup, but also to push FDA to pursue policies that would discriminate against high fructose corn syrup. We think that should come out. That should be public, so people know why the reputation of high fructose corn syrup has been tainted.
Characterize what trade means to the Corn Refiners Association. How important is that?
Trade is tremendously important to the Corn Refiners Association, as it is to all of American agriculture. You know, about a third of the value of American agriculture is exported, and we need to keep developing our trade, and that's why Trade Promotion Authority is so important. And it's important to the corn refiners because they are innovators. They're developing new products all the time, new markets for our corn to sell to. And trade is how we build those markets.
So obviously, it's the Corn Refiners Association, so you're adding value before the export of it. What's being exported?
Well, corn refiners produce over 1,000 different products: foods, pharmaceuticals, construction, so adhesives and construction, industrial uses, and almost all of those products can be exported. But the number one export product is high fructose corn syrup. We sell over $700 million worth of high fructose corn syrup to Mexico alone each year.
What is your position then on Trade Promotion Authority?
We advocate Trade Promotion Authority. We think it's very important to give that authority to the president, as Congress has done so many times in the past, so that trade agreements can be negotiated. If we don't have Trade Promotion Authority, we can't expect other countries to sit down at the table and work out a deal.
GMO labeling. Tell me about that and where you stand on it.
We feel very strongly that we need a national approach to labeling of foods produced through biotechnology. We shouldn't have one state develop a rule and another state develop a different rule. That's not the way foods are marketed in the U.S. So we need a national approach. It needs to provide for good regulatory system to oversee foods produced through biotechnology, and then be transparent with consumers. But we don't need a blanket biotech labeling requirement that would simply discourage the use of biotechnology. Biotechnology is an important tool, and we need it to keep our food supply and agriculture growing to meet the growing needs of a hungry world.
Tell me what's going on with renewable chemicals.
That's a very exciting field, of course. Corn products can be used to make so many different things, and one of the exciting developments is renewable chemicals that can replace petrochemicals. And we're working with EPA because right now the regulatory approach they have treats renewable chemicals in essentially the same way as petrochemicals, and that's a heavy regulatory burden for us, over the issue of greenhouse gases. And that doesn't make any sense because when we grow corn, so much CO2 is consumed in growing corn that it's a carbon neutral approach. We need to have EPA recognize that and not discourage the use of petrochemicals.
Characterize what kind of future there is in the renewable chemicals.
Oh, there's a tremendous future. You know, plastics, food packaging, it goes on and on. So this is a tremendous future. It's a number of years out, but the potential is fantastic.